You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Guided Whispers, Insights with Robin. Robin, live from robinwolf.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
ask1radio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Guided Whispers
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Well, good evening, everyone. Happy Thursday, almost Friday. I hope everyone is having a really great week. I hope storms and heat are not getting to you too badly. So while I'm waiting for someone to come on to do a reading, I wanted to remind you all that love never dies. When our loved ones go to the spirit world, go to Summerland, heaven, whatever you call it, it's fine. I call it they're just walking on another plane, you know, parallel to us, and that we're all in the same place, but different planes, if that makes any sense. But when our departed loved ones are no longer on the earth plane, I just want to remind you to pay extra special attention to your dreams, to your thoughts, to thoughts that just enter your mind without you asking them to, I don't know, words that come that you hear, whether it's your departed loved one's voice or words that they might have said to you. Pay attention, because they are talking to you and they are contacting you. So try to pay attention and know that they're always, always, always in your heart. And with that, I'm going to say good evening to Ebony. How are you, Ebony?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Roanoke, Virginia. I love it.
Yes.
Are you close to the beach?
No, I don't. No, we're not close. Like 4 hours from the beach.
4 hours? Okay. Well, that's closer than I am. How can I help you today?
I just wanted some insight on this relationship that I just got out of.
Okay.
It ended kind of abrupt, and it's just been terrible.
Oh, I'm sorry. How long were you together?
Not long. Since last August, for like almost a year.
Almost a year. Okay. And can you give me the person's name?
His name is Daquan.
Okay. So I am just connecting with you and his energy, and I'm using tarot cards, but also my own psychic energy as I'm connecting to you. So just sit quietly for a moment and just think about him and you, and that's all you have to do. And just be open. Okay. Okay, so I feel like I know the breakup was awful, and I know you miss him, but I need for you to know that he also misses you. I feel like, I don't know if this makes any sense, so tell me if I'm on the right, I don't know, the right story here, because what I'm picking up on is that he's going through something, either trying to figure out career or trying to figure out how to support both of you, how to make enough money. And I feel like he feels like by the breakup, that he's protecting you. Not from anything horrible, but he's protecting you from himself until he gets himself back in a grounded place. I do feel like you're not going to go more than 2 months without talking to him. So I hope that neither one of you are blocking each other and that you're staying open. But if you are, it doesn't matter, because if you're supposed to be together, you're going to be together. I firmly believe that. But I am getting that everything is moving the way it's supposed to, and there's a lot of growth going on, not on your part, but on his part. And I feel like in about 2 months, I feel like there's going to be some discussion. You may not rush into getting back together, but I do feel like there's going to be some honest talks, honest discussions, and then you will make the decision together on whether you're going to get back together. But I feel like you both have a lot of people looking out for you, whether they're on this plane or in the spirit world. But I do feel like you have a lot of people around you that want this relationship to work. Does that make any sense to you?
It kind of makes sense, but so he's like hot and cold. Like one minute he's mean, next minute he's, I want us to be together. But, and then the next minute he's like, don't call my phone, don't text me. And it's just, it's so confusing because it puts a hindrance on me.
Yes, and you feel like you're a yo-yo, and I do understand that. What I'm picking up is that he's overthinking finances, and yes, he's running hot and cold, and no, it's not going to end in the next 2 months, but I do feel like it will end once he starts to trust himself. For some reason, he doesn't trust himself. I don't feel like he's cheating. Well, I mean, you broke up, so... But I still don't feel like there's another person. Let me put it that way. I feel like it's more
In a relationship with. He's in a relationship right now. So
He is in a relationship. Okay.
Yes.
I just don't. I feel like he really misses you, and I feel like he needs to make a lot of decisions. And he's, again, I'm getting that he's protecting you from almost the fallout of him, because he needs to figure out what he wants, where he wants to go, and how he can walk away from the other person. I don't know if he's married. I just keep getting that it's not a good relationship, and you make him feel special and you make him feel good, but he gets mean because he doesn't know how to walk away from this person. Are there children involved?
Yes.
Okay. I do feel like I'm going to say his wife or his life partner. I feel like she is also hot and cold. And I feel like she pushes him away and then wants him to come back and threatens him, and I don't mean threatens his life. I just mean threatens taking the kids away or him never seeing them again. I just feel like there's money involved. So I feel like he's trying to protect you, and he may get mean because he's trying to protect you and push you away. Again, I do feel like over the next 2 months that you will be talking nicely to each other, like in a good way. I feel like all the cards will be put on the table and there will be a discussion, but it will be an honest discussion. It's not going to be fast. It's going to be a slow journey, and you are going to need to make the decision of whether you should stay and get back together with him or walk away and start dating other people. Without overthinking it, you're going to need to make this decision. It's your decision, not his. Because if he can keep doing what he's doing, he will. But you need to make You need to tell him what you want when the time comes to talk. Again, he's very concerned about money. Money just keeps coming up. So
yeah,
I feel like he does good with his job. I feel like he has a good, solid career, but I feel like his wife is threatening him. So I feel like he's worried about that. And I feel like he doesn't want to move in to a permanent relationship with you once he does leave her until he can get that worked out, because he doesn't want to hurt his kids, but he also doesn't want to hurt you. And I feel like his kids are getting caught in the middle. I just keep seeing he's not trying to stab you in the back with anything. Like, he's not doing it purposely. But I do feel like his, I don't know. I just feel like, I don't feel like his wife is honest with him. I don't feel like his wife has ever been honest with him. So I do feel like there's that also. I don't feel like there's any honesty in their relationship, which pushed him away. But there's no love is what I'm picking up on. I don't know if this makes sense, but that's what I'm getting. Again, I do feel like over the next couple of months and weeks, you will have an honest conversation with him. But again, you need to have boundaries. And you need to know that you're worth it and you're worthy and that you're a beautiful person with a lot of love in your heart to give. So you need to, I'm not telling you what to do, but you need to make your own decision and decide whether you want to give him another go at it or not. So I feel like there's going to be a lot of discussing and talking. Do you have any questions? We have about a minute left.
No, I don't. Thank you very much, though.
Okay. I hope I helped.
Yes, you did. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Have a good evening.
You too.
Thanks. And with that, I hope everyone has a great Friday, a great evening, and a great weekend. And I will see you in a few days.